hit list. KMFM.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. You?
I'm good, thank you. Been a busy day.
KMFM, the hit list.
I thought you were just doing an acronym then. I was like, what the hell does that stand for? Oh, it's the station that I'm on. Good.
Oh, it's the group, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. I've only been here for 2 weeks, so if you let me know as much about KMFM than you can, that would be perfect.
Starts with a K.
Got it.
Cool, let's go.
Sorted. Right, so Whiskey Story, it's the new single. It's from album number 6. It's out now. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
I mean, I suppose with this one, I just felt like my last album, you know, album 5, Live Life Living, was quite a serious album in a lot of ways. It wasn't very lighthearted. It wasn't that much fun. It wasn't very revealing about me. And there was no rapping on it. So everything I wanted to do with this 6th album was to be A, storytelling, B, lots of rapping, and C, kind of hopefully a bit more revealing and insightful. And just after I had my son back in December before Christmas, after my wife gave birth, I was really longing for a night out. And I think that made me start thinking about my younger days when I was single and a bit more of a tearaway. And out of that came Whiskey Story. So I kind of, you know, even though I kind of have those nights still occasionally, not as much as I used to, I'm hoping this song either reminds people of those all-nighters from the, you know, the younger years, or if you're a young person, you know, you're starting them now.
Yeah.
Not to encourage drinking or anything.
No, of course not. Don't worry, this goes on after 7, so it's all fine.
Ah, okay, so we can talk about
heaven. Okay. No, sort of video for Whiskey Story, it's crazy. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, can you sum up the video?
The video, I had the idea myself about a year ago to just shoot a one take, non-stop clip starting on the tube coming out into Trafalgar Square. And I needed a song that was like 3 minutes long that would fit this. And Whiskey Story came along. And the good thing about this track is it feels like a walking and talking song. Certain songs wouldn't make sense to walk along with a selfie stick and a GoPro filming yourself rapping on the tube, but this song sort of seemed to make perfect sense. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, go check it out. I don't want to give too much away, but it was a nightmare to shoot. And,
yeah,
you know, people think it's a simple idea. It's one of the toughest videos I've ever done.
The artwork for the track, a dog in a suit, I'm totally okay with that, and I'm hoping it becomes like a universal thing. But why a dog in a suit?
Well, it's more like, why not? You know,
it's a good point. I can't complain.
I just look at iTunes and you look at all these front covers, and I've been guilty of it myself. You know, it's just like a smiling pop star at camera and with their hair done with loads of makeup on and all the latest fashionable clothes, and it's just like, bore off. So I just said to the record label, all my front covers are going to be animals in clothes, and they said, cool. No explanation. I just said, does anyone really care about front covers and artwork anymore as much as they used to? You know, maybe when you had a vinyl back in the days, or a CD, the front cover was everything. But nowadays everything's digital and it's all about iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music and all this sort of stuff. So, you know, why not have a dog in a shirt?
So does that mean that every single coming from this new album will be, did you say, an animal in clothing?
Yeah, you know, cats, yep, dogs, mice, iguanas, whatever we can find, really.
Well, the iguana will be a good one. That's extra new. I mean, dogs in a suit is new enough, but an iguana in, that'll be revolutionary.
I'll put a call out.
Yeah, we'll go to a local zoo. And
yeah,
if,
exactly.
If they don't
go
like
to
it,
local vets and pick up an iguana and dress him in some Barbie clothes.
Good, looking forward to it. So album 6 then, apart from the tracks with animals in suits and clothing, what else can we expect?
It's just a really fun album. It's a lot of, I'm rapping on every track, which a lot of fans seem to be happy about again, because I didn't really rap on the last album. And it's all stories about nights out, really. You know, not necessarily just nights out partying, but nights out, you know, long nights at work or the birth of my son. But people will be surprised in terms of how I've told the story. It's not like just a birthing story, because no one would want to listen to that over a dance beat. It's more, I don't know, just wait and see. I've tried to be quite clever with some of the ways I'm telling stories about nights out.
When people
find out the name of the album, it'll all make sense.
That's literally what I was just about to say. So does it have a name? I'm guessing you can't say it yet. Or can you give us a clue?
I've been told by the record label that I can't reveal it. I mean, I was on TV this morning on a well-known breakfast show, and they asked me the name, and I was like, I'm really sorry. I'd love to tell the whole country now, but no.
Were you saving it to tell KMFM exclusively?
Yeah.
You can say it. It's fine.
For the hit list.
That's the one.
The album's called... You'll find out soon.
Oh, that's a good album name. We'll stick with that. So from album six is the new one coming. From album one, what do you think's changed the most between the albums?
I mean, to be honest, the tone of this album is very similar to the tone of album one. But the production's very different and the choruses are a lot better. But I don't know, I've just kind of gone through a bit of a journey. I feel this new stuff's very exciting and it's really quite fresh. And for me, it's very groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah. So where do you see album 12 heading then? Six albums in the future. What do you want?
I didn't think I'd get to album two, to be honest, because I lost my record deal after album one. So I'm just kind of, I just take it an album at a time, take it a day at a time.
Okay. So as a fairly new dad, congratulations, by the way. You must be full of tips, and obviously in the news recently was a certain super pop star off of One Direction, Louis. Apparently he's set to become a dad. If you could share any advice to him.
I think it's a bit too late now, isn't it?
well now, like, advice from the situation is definitely happening.
I don't know, just go on the internet. You know, that's what I do most of my reading. Every kid's different, aren't they? Every parent's different. So I think people should just make it up as they go along.
That's true. Just go and Google WikiHow, how to raise a child.
Well, you know, people are like, oh, I can't bring him around to your house. We haven't got a baby monitor. And it's just like, well, they didn't have baby monitors like 20, 30 years ago. And
just got ears.
Fine then, weren't they? Yeah, just got ears.
That's all you need.
Out for your kid.
You could just get some cups and string and just put one all the way going down the house, couldn't you?
Oh, okay, MacGyver. I see what you did there.
The Hit List. KMFM.